Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let's get in and let's get heard, wherever you might happen to be listening. I am for ya. I'll help for ya. The rest of this show is it's pretty wide open, by the way. We just have Brad Williams coming up at 10:25. You want to talk about a guy who just grabbed the stage, and I mean grabs the stage. Brad Williams is definitely the guy. You ever watch Roast Battle with Jeff Ross? And it's funny you because you think a guy who is a little person, I think it's the PC term for it, don't want to offend anyone, but if someone who's a little person, that for some reason that maybe he wouldn't be so aggressive. But maybe he has to be. But I remember when he was in studio and we were taking pictures. I didn't want to offend him. And I go, should I get down on a knee? He goes, do whatever you want, man. It's all good, man. It's all good. And then when he signed the wall, it was hilarious. He was laying down as close as he could get to the floor. And he said, this is as high as I could reach, which was like literally like right on the molding, which was pretty fun. So big fan of Brad Williams. We'll bring him in. Also, your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. It's open lines right here, right now. Come on, 1-800-878-7529. The NFL league year is going to begin. We'll talk about Tom Brady. He just tweeted out, we're keeping the band together. I'm sorry. He's a great player, but we're keeping the band together. If he was my guy, I'd be like, woo-hoo. But he's not my guy, so I'm like, eh. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout-out, troops, AFN, FAN, of you, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. Thank you for your service. Come on back on byline.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the program, Rick Tittle, with you. And we have Brad Williams in the next segment. Other than that, we're open the rest of the way. 1-800-878-PLAY. So Tom Brady has put pen to paper, and he has reportedly will get upwards of $19 million towards this year's salary cap. The final figure, $182.5 million. It's just, it's ways around things. But the fact of the matter is, he's locked in this year and the year after. So, I mean, if you think about as they attempt to re-sign Gronkowski and Shaq Barrett, they did lock up Lavonte David, the linebacker, on a two-year deal. This way that the Bucks have twisted the money around, that they're going to actually, so they're actually going to save some cash so they can sign some other guys. But Jason Licht, who is the GM, said a couple weeks ago on the Rich Eisen show, quote, "I talk to Tom often, probably keep that under wraps right now." It appears that he really had a good time this year. You think so? Winning the Super Bowl. He likes our organization. He likes our coaches, likes our head coach and ownership, and we certainly love him. Usually when you have those things going for each other, it's a match made in heaven, so we'd like to keep this going. Yeah. I mean, usually it is unfathomable to consider an NFL player suiting up as he approaches the age of 50, much less a guy playing at the highest level. But those are things that Brady's going to have because the way this contract goes, he'll be 45 when it gets done. And it's possible that he could even end up owning 10 Super Bowl rings. We know that he has 7, which is already more than any other franchise in the entire league. He's never let go of the sting of the 3 Super Bowls that he lost. all pretty narrowly, that could have had him with 10 Lombardi trophies. I'm sure there are people like Jim Kelly and Fran Tarkenton who would say, just be glad you got 7. But now he'll get a chance to get 8 and 9 if they go 3 in a row, one for every finger and one for the thumb. Remember the Steelers had one for the thumb. That was their like deal when they were going for their 5th. The whole thing about Father Time is undefeated. not yet. Father Time is not done yet. But listen, it's good for the NFL to have Tom Brady in the league. And you think about the way it usually goes. It's very rare that you have, I mean, it happened twice in Denver. John Elway wins the Super Bowl. Bye, I can leave now. Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl. Bye, I can also leave right now. That's pretty rare usually. That you get it just right. Usually it's more like Drew Brees, like, oh my gosh, we love you. I can't imagine the team without you, but I guess you got to go, right? 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 I guess so. So, look, I think that whenever you have a guy like that, Tom Brady in the league, and look, the NFL would be just fine without him, but it helps. It definitely helps. Another football story that I thought was really cool today is that between the 1970s and 1980s, a veteran, and it's fitting that he was a veteran, but a veteran of the Vietnam War lived inside Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia in a makeshift apartment, according to a new book. And that book is called The Secret Apartment, Vet Stadium, A Surreal Memoir. A 78-year-old guy now, Tom Garvey is his name. Big forearms, not Steve. And so Garvey claims he was able to get his quote-unquote apartment when family members worked in and around the stadium and they hired him to work in the parking lot. And working in the parking lot got him a key to the stadium, including an employee entrance. And then he said there was another secret entrance. So he refurbished a concession stand across from his office into the secret residence and held parties with Philly celebrities and fans while doing the things the biggest local sports fans could only dream of doing, going to all these games for free. Then he also said, of course, being a Vietnam vet stereotype, he sold drugs in the Phillies dugout. He would roller skate around the concourse when no one was there. And he said to the Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, I was like a kid with a Willy Wonka golden ticket. Now, the Inquirer did some research and has corroborated this story. You know, I could write a book and talk about how I was Cindy Crawford's secret lover for 20 years and then she kicked me to the curb. And Cindy Crawford could deny it, and I'd be like, well, she's lying. Yeah, I mean, people can make claims. You know, I'd like to, I was actually a 2-year-old when I walked on the moon. Yeah, probably not. But why now for this book? You know, you'd say, well, the vet got demolished. The vet got demolished over 15 years ago. So it's not like it was just something that's like, oh, we miss it. Over the what they have in Philadelphia, I admire greatly with their sports franchises. And I got to see it when I went back there a couple times. You have the Eagles football stadium, and then you have Lincoln Financial Field, and then you have Citizens Bank Park, which is where the Phillies play, and then you have Wells Fargo Arena is the Flyers and the Sixers. All three are in the same parking lot, kind of like in a triangle with the parking lot in the middle. And in the very, very middle of it all, the Eye of the Storm is a place called Xfinity Live, and it's this huge, massive two-story sports bar that can fit thousands of people. And that's where the Army, Navy, USAA, that's where we had our private party. It was very cool to get the wristband and go up the secret staircase where you could look down on everyone, and it was free Yinglings. And they kept saying, it's actually Yuengling. And they go, nah, it's a lager. Just say lager or say Yingling. Billy Penn. It's Billy Penn. I'm like, okay. But anyway, do you feel nostalgic about the vet? Probably not. But the other thing is, because it was demolished, there's no evidence. Like, okay, let me see this apartment. And then they said, the inquirer said, well, can you show us some pictures? Now, here's the thing to remember. In the 70s and 80s, you had to actually have a camera and then go get the film developed, which wasn't out of the question. But now, like Norm Macdonald says, he has one picture of his grandfather frowning because he's trying to, like, put the hogs in the pen. Now you can say, I have pictures of everything I did every day of my life. It's a different thing. So the guy said, Garvey said, I didn't take any pictures because I thought it would be used as evidence and I would get caught. Aha. Now, Bill Bradley, who played for the Eagles and is in the Hall of Fame, he corroborates the story. And he said, yeah, we knew about that guy. You knew about that guy. All right. Well, and the guy said, look, I only lived there for 3 years, 79 through 81. So it's weird timing. It's a fun little story. Could it happen now? I mean, if you could find your way into a stadium, a brand new stadium now, you'd probably get a lot better than living. I mean, you could probably get yourself a pretty good setup. But I don't know. It's just a fun little story. It's a Philly story. And let's just go with it. Everybody else says it's true. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We got Brad Williams on.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's always a pleasure when we can catch up with the great comedian Brad Williams. It's great having him in studio, but he's here to talk about his spots at the Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis. He had a show last night. He's got a couple tonight and a couple tomorrow as well. Brad, welcome back to the show. And I was looking at your Twitter. Somebody brought a damn Great Dane or something?
Yes. Someone brought their service Great Dane to the show last night. And here's my whole thing. I'm glad it was a service dog that actually does perform a function. But it's not an emotional support dog because they thought they might be triggered by my material or anything like that. But I didn't know the dog was there. Believe it or not, it's a Great Dane. It's in the front row. It's laying down. And then midway through the show, it stands up for whatever reason. And it scared the living crap out of me because in my life, in my mind, I'm like, oh, great, a dire wolf just stood up. And now I'm going to be a snack.
It's good stuff. Now, what people maybe not know about you, of all the comedians I've had the pleasure of interviewing, and you know, I've been in broadcasting for decades, your energy when you come out, you can't even breathe. And how hard is it for you to get that type of energy? Does it come naturally, or are you like on drugs?
Well, thankfully, as you probably know, or maybe some of your listeners know, I'm a dwarf, a little person, a person of short stature. And we run on sugar. Our blood is pure sugar. If you prick us, we bleed sprinkles. Everybody knows that. And so that's what I'm running on. I'm just running on pure glucose, my friend. But no, I do it that way because I'm very ADD. So like I get bored. So if I walk out on stage and just kind of go, hey everybody, what's going on in the news? I'm already bored. So I'm keeping myself entertained as much as I'm keeping the audience entertained. Thankfully, it's worked out okay for me.
The thing I love about comedy, too, is that to me it's the ultimate meritocracy. We don't care what color you are. We don't care if you're gay or straight, whatever. And so in the beginning, did people kind of think, oh, this guy is a gimmick? And it's like, no, the jokes are strong. Give him a chance. Did you have to kind of go through that?
Oh, sure, of course. I mean, and don't get me wrong, it's not like I don't talk about my condition at all. If I walked out on stage and just did a bunch of jokes about what's going on in the news, I'm sure the entire audience would just be looking at me like, does he know? Is he aware? yes, I am aware. But I quickly address it, do a couple of jokes, and then kind of go off onto other topics because I don't want people to sit down for an hour and just hear me talk about like, oh, I could take a bath in a thimble. That's weird. Like, no, I want to talk about what's going on. And like we as a country, dare say the world, had a shared experience over the past year. So I would definitely say that we have common ground. That it's not all just about me being tiny, that I could certainly dive into other topics. To answer your question, I did face that kind of right near the beginning because people thought like, oh, he goes on stage, he'll do 10 minutes of dwarf jokes, and then what's funny after that? Well, first of all, it was way longer than 10 minutes at first, but no, I've moved on to other topics, and I do talk about other things, and because I want everyone to have a good time. I don't want to be like the disabled person's comedian, although last night at the dog table, the table that had the service dog, there was four people at the table, and I found this out. It was service dog, it was a woman in a wheelchair, it was a woman with asthma, and it was a guy who was having erectile dysfunction. And that was all at the same table. And I'm like, wow, it's the blue face table. And don't ask why I know that the guy was having problems. His lady was very vocal about those problems, which I thought was like, dude, don't call your guy out. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's completely messed up. I wonder if anybody with erectile dysfunction would go to the doctor and say, does that mean I qualify for the vaccine? You're like, no.
Hey, at this point, go. Like, I don't care. There's probably dudes with male pattern baldness. They're like, yes, I'm very at risk. I can soak in the COVID from the very top of my head. So please get me the vaccine.
I know. I kind of felt good that the president said that by May 1st we'll all get one. So, I mean, like, I'm not going to cut anybody in line, but I do want it pretty badly.
Absolutely. I just found out that I'm getting my first dose on Monday. I'm stoked. Woo! I just hope one of the side effects isn't that it cures dwarfism, because then I'm going to have to write a whole new hour of material. And I got to completely change my perspective. And I don't know if I'm ready to be a tall person yet.
You know, what's funny is that, by the way, we're speaking with Brad Williams. He's at Helium St. Louis. You talked about come out and just read headlines. When I was at the store a couple of years ago, and he did a great job at it, but the timeless Argus Hamilton walked out with a newspaper, and that was his whole act.
Oh, Argus Hamilton. Now, that's a deep comedy cut for those who may not be familiar. Argus was a big name back in the 70s and early 80s, but while I run on natural energy and maybe a little bit of green tea, Argus's energy came from a white powdery substance. And he's more than happy to talk about this, so it's not like I'm outing him or anything like that. So, but he is just a classic comedian, and he still goes up. I mean, when the Comedy Store was open, he would go up a ton and just have the most current jokes, literally read the newspaper, have current jokes, and there ain't no school like the old school, my friend. And seeing comics like Argus gives me hope, because, like, my parents tell me, like, oh, so you're a comedian now, but what do you think you're going to do when you're 60? And I'm like, be a comedian. Like, that's it. I don't think I could stop. I mean, I don't think I could stop. I'm not a good accountant. I don't think you would trust me with that. I certainly can't play a tuba. I'm gonna be a comic my whole life. Hell, Don Rickles was doing shows late 80s. Like, he was still touring, so... That's my goal. My goal, and you want to talk about a niche comedy reference, how's this one for you? My goal is to go out like Albert Brooks's father, who was an old Borscht-style
comic. At the Friars Club.
Yeah, see, you know the story. There you go. You know your comedy. Albert Brooks, and also the father of Super Dave Osborne, real name, Bob Einstein. Albert Brooks's father did a roast at the Friars Club, finished his set, went back to his dinner, and had a heart attack and passed away right after his set. And people are like, oh, my God, that's so sad. No, that's the perfect way to go. You just who doesn't want to go out to thunderous applause? So, yeah, my plan is to go out like that, but not probably, hopefully not soon. hopefully I get a few more go around the sun.
By the way, one more question for you. I know you're an L.A. guy, and I love all the New York clubs, but I also love the store, and I feel bad. I never go to the Laugh Factory. I just go to the store. How about that Mike Binder doc on Showtime, huh?
Oh, that was so good. The Mike Binder doc for any comedy fan on Showtime will really tell you all you need to know about the store. And the thing about that documentary is it was so good and told such great stories, but didn't even scratch the surface of any of the stories that could be told in that place. So many stories have come out of the Comedy Store. I mean, I was hoping they were going to tell the story about when some comic was stealing Jay Leno's jokes, and Leno heard about it, rode his motorcycle outside of the original room, and then started revving his motorcycle during the comedian set, which I thought, that is awesome. That's just one of those. It's just one of those places where you never know what's going to happen. And I hope that we can get to the point. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm very thankful to be touring and doing shows in states that allow it, because in my state, it's illegal. So I'm breaking the law. But I can't wait for that. I can't wait for the Comedy Store to open back up again, because I can only imagine the kind of new memories that are going to be created there. And at all different comedy clubs, like the Comedy Cellar and all great clubs all over the country.
Yeah. I was actually in the OR 6 days before the shutdown, and I remember, like, Bobby Lee saying, hey, thanks for risking your lives coming out. You won't risk your life if you go to the St. Louis Helium Comedy Club. Go to heliumcomedy.com to get tickets for the great Brad Williams. How's that for a segue? Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Brad, can't wait to have you back in studio when you're doing Cobbs or the Punchline, man.
Thank you so much. That you are a professional, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm a comedy nerd. That's Brad Williams, everybody. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man.
You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I saw Rick Tittle at the laundromat last night, and I was hella checking him out. I just kept staring at him, and he played like I wasn't even there. I be like that then.
Be like that then. Girl, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. And it's open lines the rest of the way. The second half of the show, basically, is for y'alls and your calls. All right. The baseball, as we know, has tried to speed things up. And we know that some of these things that will be grandfathered in from COVID, if we can call it that, runner on second to begin extras, seven-inning doubleheaders. We, even before COVID, we had the idea of three pitchers or three batters for every pitcher unless the inning ends. And even before that, we had the clock. You know, no one ever looks at the clock. You're not supposed to step out of the box. Guys step out all the time. But what we have seen in indie ball over the last few years are some experiments on rules. Like last year in the Atlantic League, they had a rule that if the ball ever got past the catcher, you could run to first. Not swinging and missing on a third strike, but that if you, it was just a wild pitch or a pass ball, you could take, now you could still get thrown out and it's a force, but you can take off. And one guy tried it, and I was thinking, when you think about how everything is so instinctual in any sport that you play, to to me it would be like not as bad as driving on the left side of the road. That, as much as a Europhile as I am, I twice tried driving in England. One time on, I was with friends and they were in the car and I was driving their car. One time on the freeway, the highway, and then one time around town. And all they did the whole time was yell at me, "What are you doing? What are you doing? You're on the wrong side." It's just to do the exact opposite of everything you know in a highly dangerous thing, and then to be sitting on the right side of the car, it's so funny how, and it was probably half psychological, but I had like no perspective on how wide my car was. And some guys like, what's the big deal? Just drive on the other side. And I'm sure if you gave me a week, I could probably get comfortable at it. But for a baseball player to all of a sudden take off on an 0-1 count because it's a pass ball, it's going to take a while. And even when the guy did it, I forgot who it was, what his name was, like the Long Island Ducks or something, next to the Newark Bears. And the ball got by, and he's like, yeah, okay. And then the whole dugout, they're like, oh, shoot, I forgot. Throws the bat up in the air, scrambles down to first. So those were the independent league. Well, now Major League Baseball, which has seriously manipulated the minor leagues, they have carved up the minor leagues like Europe was carved up after World War I, you know, or Africa after World War II. It's basically, all right, you get this, you get that, you know. It's just been completely gouged. Still there. Now they have affiliated leagues. Like the Pioneer League is going to be affiliated, but indie ball. How could it be affiliated, but indie ball? Well, it's not really affiliated because that would mean you'd have to be attached to a team. Let's just call it a partner league. Okay. Yeah, we got to get acclimated to all this stuff. So let's look at the four different levels of minor league play and the changes that will come. And it's weird. So get ready. AAA. We know AAA is where there are hot prospects and guys on rehab. The size of the bases, not the plate, but the bases are going to be increased 3 inches from 15 square inches to 18 square inches. And they're trying to reduce player collisions and shorter distances between bases will encourage players to steal more or will encourage a player will take an extra bag. Huh. So, I mean, it's a matter of inches, but maybe psychologically it will. I do know in the one game in high school where our first baseman got hurt and they're like, Rick, you got to play first base. And I was, I think I was in right field and I came in and it's a very awkward feeling. I admire guys like McGuire, these right-handed guys. You turn your back on the infield. Or the plate anyway, to take a throw, and you can't see the runner, and you feel like you're going to get stepped on. So maybe it'll take that, but that's just AAA. In AA, they're going to go down there to the Texas League and other AA leagues. They're going to have a limit on defensive shifts. Here's the rule. Quote, the defensive team must have a minimum of 4 players on the infield, each of whom must have both feet completely in front of the outer boundary of the infield dirt, end quote. So according to MLB, this restriction now on the shifts, or what they call defensive positioning, it's supposed to increase the batted ball in play, right? Because we know in the bigs, if we have somebody who pulls 9 out of 10 pitches, what are they going to do? They're going to vacate one side of that infield. And then if a guy hits one right in between, you know, second and first or short and third, well, now there's a guy standing there. And so they think, oh, it's too easy to get that guy out. So depending on the results of this experiment, MLB might decide then to require 2 infielders must be on each side of second base at all time in the second half of the season. Now, MLB shifts have gotten more and more bold. We have seen it. In my mind, I would just like to think like George Brett, who's one of the greatest hitters of his generation, and who's in the Hall of Fame. He said, I would hit 500 if there was defensive shifts. Because he had a magic wand, and he could just swat it the other way. Oh, you're giving me 50 open feet? Yeah, I'll just hit the ball that way. Most hitters can't do that, obviously. And then, of course, if you know there's a shift, the pitcher's going to pitch into the shift unless he makes a mistake. If you've got everybody that is on the pull side, he's not going to throw you outside stuff so you can take it the other way. It's up to him to have an inside-out swing and try and push it that way. You know, and then I always think, like, when Matt Olson of the A's, when he would they'd do a shift on him and he would bunt, first of all, I would scream, that's not why you're in the big leagues. And plus, if Matt Olson bunts, they're probably like, yeah, we'll take it. You know, it's like letting Draymond shoot a 3. Yeah, go ahead, we'll take it. So my philosophy on this is, and yes, we're talking Socrates, but my philosophy on this is put your players wherever you want. Put 4 outfielders. Have Derek Jeter stand in front of home plate. You know, go ahead and do whatever you want. It's up to the hitters to do it. Now, A-ball, there's levels here. High A, which used to be the California League, there's a new step-off rule. And the rule says that pitchers will be required to disengage the rubber prior to throwing to any base with the penalty of a balk in the event the pitcher fails to comply. Well, don't they do that anyway? Now, in the Atlantic League, they tried this as well. And basically, if you're on the rubber, you can make a quick flip throw over. But now you must disengage at all time. And what it does is they're trying to get people to steal more. How many guys steal these days? If you have literally 12 steals, you might lead your team in steals. With 12. I'm not kidding. I don't even need to look that up. Now, in low A, which is now the California League, I feel bad. Like, Doug Greenwald was at AAA Fresno. Now he's at low A Fresno. I know. It sucks. But at low A levels, players are going to see a variety of rule changes. All low A leagues will have a rule where the pitcher will be limited to 2 pickoffs per plate appearance while there's at least 1 runner on base. Well, it'd be hard to pick somebody off if no one's on base. So MLB said they're going to leave room for adjustment and that maybe they might even reduce it to 1. You only get 1 chance to pick a guy off? Could you imagine how Ricky Henderson or Willie Wilson or Lou Brock or somebody would exploit this? Vince Coleman? You would take a little bit of a lead. They throw over. Okay, now when you know the guy can't throw over, why wouldn't you stand halfway to second base? That's weird. If you throw over a third time, it's an automatic balk. Yeah, I don't like that one. That to me is really stupid, and I hope that experiment does not last long at all. Now, in the low A, they're going to have ABS, anti-lock braking system, or aggressive bowel syndrome, or the automated ball strike system, or what I call it, the robot umpire. Now, this also happened in the Atlantic League. We saw that, and then they put it in AFL, the Arizona Fall League, or the American Football League, or the Arena Football League. And so it says to assist home plate umpires with balls and strikes. Assist. So I can take a look later about how it worked in the Atlantic League, but with this new rule, MLB is showing that it is clearly interested in the electronic strike zone. At low A level as well, the pitch timer will be strictly enforced. Now, we see it the last 2 years in MLB games, but no one's really enforced it. And so the Players Association, by the way, hates the clock. And there was apparently the CBA, which is going to come up in 2021. They want the 20-second rule. That's going to be a big sticking point for the union. Theo Epstein, who's now a consultant to MLB, said, quote, "The game on the field is constantly evolving, and MLB must be thoughtful and intentional about progressing toward the very best version of baseball, a version that is true to its essence and has enough consistent action and athleticism on display to entertain fans of all ages. These rules experiments will provide valuable insight into various ways to create a playing environment that encourages the most entertaining version of the game. What we learn in the minor leagues this year will be essential in helping all parties chart the right path forward for baseball." Now, speaking of the Pioneer League, I know they're going to get in May. Double A and Single A are going to begin May 5th. Triple A season, though, apparently is going to be delayed at least 1 month. Reserve players will be sent to an alternate site. Yes, we will still have the alternate site as well. So, 162 games is what they're going for, and I hope we get it in the bigs. But some crazy stuff going on in the minors. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Der Anlass war vollkommen nichtig und ich selbst griff erst gar nicht ein, weil Kinski im Vergleich zu anderen Ausbrüchen eher milde wirkte.
Mach deine eigenen Sachen!
Drinking that haterade and bow down to Ricky T, y'all.
You best bow down. We have another hour together on a Friday. All open lines at 1-800-878-PLAY. News out of Texas, the Stars at night. The Rangers have announced, that opening day, full capacity at their new stadium. They say the games afterward will have some sections where you can be socially distanced. Full capacity. One of the big super spreader events. Super spreader sounds good, but was a Champions League game in Milan in Italy that apparently they traced thousands and thousands of COVID cases to. So you're going to have full capacity opening day. And believe me, it will sell out in Texas. And then subsequent games, if you want to go, then you can sit in a section. If you're not happy about being shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of mouth breathers and heavy drunks and gorillas and buffoons, that you're going to go ahead. And then wouldn't you think you would on opening day? And they're like, nope, opening day, Globe Life Field, everybody, why not? The governor of Texas said everything's open. So what does that place hold? 50,000 people? Opening day? Texas? The Stars at night are big and bright. Got another hour together. Come on back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 advisor Jeff Zients is touting President Biden's plan to ensure all Americans are eligible for vaccinations by May 1st.
The president will direct states, tribes, and territories to make all adults eligible for the vaccine no later than May 1st. That's earlier than expected and reflects our success working with vaccine manufacturers to increase supply.
Zients telling reporters that efforts are underway to get vaccine supplies to more than 20,000 pharmacies across the United States. The Department of Justice said in a court filing Friday that it expects to charge at least 100 more people in connection with the Capitol breach on January 6th. Prosecutors saying that officials have executed around 900 total search warrants in nearly every state and the District of Columbia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Amid the elation over receiving a third round of coronavirus relief checks comes word from the other side of the political aisle.
It was Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell pointed out the $1.9 trillion package earmarks only 1% for vaccinations and less than 9% on the entire health fight.
This is a classic example of big government Democratic overreach in the name of COVID relief, and we all know that what we should have been doing and would have been done had this been a bipartisan discussion instead of a jam the other side approach is $500 or $600 billion directly targeted at the problem.
Mr. McConnell went on, "This is by far one of the worst pieces of legislation I've ever seen in the Senate." From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Maryland Jockey Club announcing the Preakness Stakes will be held in Baltimore on May 15th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York is continuing to take steps to remove Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo from office.
The New York State Assembly authorized an impeachment investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid growing calls for the Democrat to resign from office. The announcement came after the New York governor's office said it referred allegations of sexual misconduct by Cuomo to the Albany Police Department. The Albany Times-Union reported fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, saying an aide to the governor said he groped her at the executive mansion in 2020, reaching under her blouse and touching her. This is the sixth woman to come forward to accuse him of misconduct, offering the most serious allegations yet. Cuomo denied the allegations, saying he's never done anything like that. New York Attorney General Letitia James appointed two attorneys to lead the investigation into allegations from several women. They'll be tasking with issuing subpoenas, examining documents, conducting interviews, and analyzing data regarding the allegations and the Cuomo administration's handling of the situation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, today is National Plant a Flower Day. This day is dedicated to planting flowers as weather warms up and spring approaches. One way to celebrate the day is by starting a flower garden. More news online at usaradio.com.
Do you own an annuity?
either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle, with you. We got an hour together. Hour. None of these stupid guys like film directors and comedians and voiceover. No. By the way, I pulled Manon Baptiste out of my behind. That first Medal of Honor game, to me, that was the first great FPS game. First-person shooter game. And I know if you think about Wolfenstein and Spear of Destiny and Doom, those were great, but, you know, those were PC games. Console-wise, on the PlayStation, Medal of Honor. Yeah, no doubt. I wonder if these voiceover actors, when they do video games, realize how many hundreds of hours people will spend with them, so to speak. Good stuff. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. And I always, at the top of each and every hour after the news, ew, the news sucks, ew. Recognize the troops that are listening. When I say troops, I throw in the soldiers and the Marines. Remember, never call a Marine a soldier. Soldiers are in the Army. The soldiers and the Marines and the sailors and the airmen, women. You're all doing a great job out there, whatever you happen to be doing. And hope everybody's doing okay. Hope everybody in the military got the vax. Guys and gals should be going first. Also, if you'd like to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. That's the website, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E. Sometimes people think it's the byline, like B-U-Y, like you're buying something. No, although KSHP is shopping Radio Vegas down there. Also, Tune In Radio is a great app. iHeartRadio is a great app. Stitcher, of course, podcast, some of the broadcasts as well. Great. These apps are so great. They fall all over each other trying to get my show on their platform. Oh, yeah. So you can check that out. Also, on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, that's the cable radio network channel, too. It makes sense. You have a cable system, and you're listening to the radio through the cable. How aptly named is that? I'd say it's very aptly named. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. The Twitter's at Rick Tittle. The Facebook page, Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. So come on back, and let's talk sports.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting to launch a new business, be sure to set it up as an LLC or some other legal entity. Even if you're self-employed and don't have anyone else working for you, you should set up your business as a separate taxable entity from the beginning. Some professionals skip this step while they're still ramping up their client base, but it usually costs $1,000 or less and almost instantly protects your personal assets from any legal trouble your business might get into. So be sure to create an entity that keeps things separate. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hello again. And welcome to the show.
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening. 1-800-878-PLAY. Caris LeVert is going to be returning to the Pacers on Saturday against Phoenix. He had a surgery to remove a small mass on his left kidney, which I'm sure was very concerning. So that is great news, not just for the team, but of course for LeVert, not the rapper, but Caris LeVert himself. So good to hear. But speaking of basketball, we talked yesterday about how Duke had one player which made them leave the ACC tournament because he had COVID-19. And I think that would be one of those situations where everyone would hate you, but it totally might not even be your fault, because there are people who take every single precaution and they still get it somehow, some way. Now, if it's some guy who went to a rave with a bunch of goth people and Trump supporters, and everyone's like, woo, no mask, woohoo, then you'd say, you stupid jackass. But unfortunately, it struck again, because this morning, the scheduled semifinal of said tournament between Georgia Tech and Virginia has been canceled because the Cavs have someone with COVID-19. They were the top seed in this tournament. So Georgia Tech advances by default, and they'll wait to see who wins today's game between Florida State and North Carolina if they play it. So apparently the positive test came from a UVA player who did play in their win over Syracuse on Thursday. And that issue calls into Virginia's status for March Madness as well. The Cavaliers are projected as a top five seed. In fact, I looked at Jerry Palm's bracketology, and he said that they are going to four seed, and they would either play Friday or Saturday of next week. But a statement from UVA itself said that their status is to be determined. That's TBD. And so Tony Bennett, high on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable car. All right. Tony Bennett, the Virginia coach, said, quote, we went from an exhilarating game-winning shot to beat Syracuse to a gut punch regarding the positive COVID-19 test within our program. I'm hurting for our players, especially our seniors. I told our young men they have every reason to be disappointed, but I still feel very important how they choose to respond. We're exhausting all options to participate in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, I closed the show yesterday by saying, oh, isn't it great? Basketball's back, and then they get kicked out of the tournament. Well, the ACC tournament. So they call them Tier 1 members of a program. That's basically a traveling party. Players, coaches, trainers, stuff like that. You have to have 7 straight negative COVID-19 tests before you arrive in Indy for the tournament. So Carla Williams is the athletic director at UVA, started by Thomas Jefferson. And she said, this is incredibly disappointing for our players. They have done what has been asked of them in a very challenging circumstances. And it is unfortunate the ACC tournament has concluded for us, but we've turned our attention to the NCAA tournament. We are in communication with appropriate officials regarding our participation. All right, well, as I said, the ACC just lost basically their 2 marquee programs, even though Duke wasn't having a great year. Well, I take that back. North Carolina is up there too, ahead of Virginia. 2 of their 3 marquee programs. And it just zaps a lot of wind out of the sails, especially for that buzzer beater yesterday. And then, honestly, Duke was emerging as pretty intriguing. They won their first 2 games, and they looked like they were ramping up to maybe win this dealio right now. But this, you know, you get into bracketology now. Now that there's no Virginia, well, what does that do? Well, does that help bubble teams? I guess it could. But the bigger question is, you know, they are the champs. How are they going to defend their title? Because the protocols for playing in, as I mentioned, is 7 consecutive negative tests in Tier 1. And that testing began last weekend because players are supposed to be arriving in that Indianapolis bubble. It'll be different venues. But the metropolitan area, they're going to be arriving on Monday. So it's not really clear whether Virginia can still meet those protocols. But if it can't, they're out, obviously. Unless they say, look, we're not going to play until Friday. Today's Friday. So we'll start right now. And then we'll be cleared by next Thursday. We'll stay in our hotel in Indianapolis. Or if you want us to, we'll fly in Friday morning. It's not a big deal. It's just a couple hours on a plane. We'll be there, and within 3 hours, we'll be at the venue. And we'll all have 7 consecutive. Well, I don't know what the rules are. Maybe you have to already be in town. Maybe that's the whole thing. It's like you have to come here and then be healthy. So that mass at-large bracket and bubble teams. And by the way, Virginia is now the 8th team that's out. And the 3rd after the tournament began. I mentioned Duke, but also Northern Iowa, if you're counting at home, they also got the boot for COVID protocols. So if you think about teams that have withdrawn as well, North Carolina and T said, don't pick us. So right now, you would probably say the top seeds would be Gonzaga, Michigan, Illinois, and I would suppose Baylor, and then 2nd seeds would be Ohio State, Iowa, Houston, and Alabama, I guess. But as I said, the brackets, Duke was supposed to play ACC yesterday, and then St. Louis back to the bracket after Boise State lost to Nevada in the Mountain West, and it's the Broncos' 3rd loss, and the Wolfpack this season, And that comes on the heels of Boise State's loss to Fresno State. So the Billikens were a borderline case for inclusion. They had a lengthy COVID break as well. And they seem to have righted the ship, but then they got blown out by St. Bonaventure in the A-10 tournament. So if you look at in the Big East, Georgetown upset Villanova. That sets up a semifinal game with the Seton Hall Pirates there in New Jersey. The winner of that game will get a chance to steal the Big East final, I guess, either against Creighton or UConn at this point. But the top seeds in the American Athletic Conference, the Big Ten, the SEC, they're all going to take the floor tonight for the first times. And I said, you think about where Michigan and Illinois currently reside in the Big Ten, that's going to be jam-packed as well. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend. Like we already had the out here, we had the Pac-12 tournament with the women done, and now we have the men. And Cal got very, very close to getting to the final there. Believe it or not, they beat Stanford. I know Arizona State beat Oregon State. And Cal beat Stanford, by the way, with Oscar Da Silva, I should say, who is the Brazilian kid who's all Pac-12. All right, that's enough college basketball talk for one show. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Fourth Byline.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Right. Trigger of his gun, but he doesn't kill the food and he doesn't kill the meat. A tell him that he cut his.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and lines are available if you'd like to call in at 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, I always think it's funny when we start baseball season again, and of course you have to get acclimated like any sport, like, oh, he's with that team now, I forgot. But I think NBA head coaches are probably just slightly above the anonymity of hockey coaches. Like, there are teams in the NBA where you're like, I don't even know who that team's head coach is. And you might say, speak for yourself, Rick. I know every team. There'll be a few teams in the NBA where I'm like, wait, who's the head coach? But when it comes to the NFL, you don't question it. You know, right? And when it comes to MLB, you just know, or do you? We'll get to that in a minute, but we have Vince, who is in the East Bay. How's it going, Vince?
Oh, pretty good. I got my first COVID shot yesterday. Surprise.
Congratulations.
They just called me up the last minute and said, how fast can you get here? Wife told me that means they had extra ones and are going down the list. Because if they don't,
yeah,
I would
throw down this headset and go right now if I got that call.
Yeah, that's what I did. I was sitting in the yard doing some work. I said, drop, left, gone, there.
Yep.
So now I got an official appointment for the next one. But everybody disagrees with me, including my wife, kids, everybody. I think they should have done all the athletes first so you wouldn't have this problem. Like the Warriors players, Sharks, the A's. All the NCAA players, even the high school kids. I just do them all first because we're asking them to play the sport, but they can't be 6 feet apart and you can't wear a mask. I mean, that's not fair to the players. I mean, do you disagree with me like everybody else does? Or you think
No, I mean, I think there's some merit to that, but remember, we're sports fans, and I'd say the vast majority of people don't care about sports. So, yeah, we're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah, I just do it out of fairness. That's what I was thinking because – you're asking players to do something which they can't mask up. You know, they can do it on the bench, but you can't do it while you're playing. And I just think that's not fair. That's just my opinion. I listened to Hurdle's big thing on the Sharks radio. By the way, the Sharks radio, you could pick up really sweet, so much easier than the A's. You just tap it, you're in, and you could be anywhere, and you can listen to it clear. And then you can listen to the interviews afterwards. I was listening to Hurdle about when he got the COVID and how tough it was for him that – he was sick like hell for the first week, and then his wife had it, and then his baby had it, too. It's 4 months old. But it's kind of nice. You should check that out sometime and about the website. I wish the A's would do something like that where it's, you just tap it with your phone, giving your drive in your car anywhere you want, and you could be listening to it. So that, I just want to put a plug in there for that. And then the last thing I guess I wanted to talk about was with the Warriors. Obviously, they're at the crossroads right now. The trade deadline's almost there. I think they should do either sign Oubre for a long-term contract or trade him. I just think just letting him walk to get nothing to try to make an 8th spot or a 10th spot or, you know, maybe a 7th. I just think they should get something for him, you know, and because you're building up your future if you do that. And then, go for the draft. I mean, do you think that's – and then I would play the kids, those two point guards, that one that they drafted in the second round from Arizona and the other guy that they drafted a year earlier. I'd play them a lot and just see if they're worth keeping for next year or not. What do you think? You think that's crazy or you think that
– I think that's something to consider. That's not what I would do. The Warriors were humiliated that they were the worst team in the NBA. They know that they're paying Steph Curry $500,000 per game. They want to make the playoffs. If they trade Kelly Oubre, they're basically saying, we give up on the playoffs this year. I'm not a big fan of Nico Mannion. I haven't seen much of him, but I don't want to see that kid play. I wish he would just go back to the G League, honestly. So when you have a guy like Curry who's over 30, you have to kind of be a little bit more in the now. So I do not want to trade Oubre because I would let him walk before I would wave the white flag on this season.
Well, see, the thing is, you could probably get a first round for him, like maybe in a year or two. And I wouldn't do it this year because you're going to have too many picks. But I would do it like in about 2 years, you definitely get a first round for him.
Yeah, but then Steph Curry's 35. I mean, I don't really care about the future. The window's open right now, Vince.
But they're not going to win this year. I mean, they're lucky if they make this 8th, 9th, or 10th spot. They might not even get in the playoffs.
No,
that's
I know, and they
right
know
here.
That too, but they were the worst team in the NBA. And as I said, they're paying a guy $500,000 per game. They want to make the playoffs.
But I think next year you're going to have Clay back. I think they're going to really be a playoff contention. So regardless of what they do this year, but they could at least look at those young players to see if they're worth keeping or getting rid of them. And then go into free agency because once you trade Oubre, you should be able to either get a draft pick or at least a decent player that they need for next year and this year. I mean that's what I would do because.
But the good thing is those young players are cost controlled and they can go to the. You don't need to make a decision on those guys yet.
Yeah, but you know that you're not. What I'm saying is you're looking elsewhere to replace them. Is what I'm saying. You go into free agency and say, okay, we need a backup point guard. You know that would be. Why I would play him now because next year you're going to go for it and then.
Well, I think next year there's going to be no Wanamaker and I think Mannion will probably move up into that role. I don't even think they need to play him to already know that, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to do something about that. I'm a big Villanova fan too, so I got my heart broken since our point guard got wiped out with his knee torn. They're really not the same team. They're probably lucky if they win one game in the tournament. But do you think that guy's going to go pro? He's debating it on it. He has an extra year of eligibility because of coronavirus.
I honestly don't know him. You'd have to tell me.
Well, he's one of the top point guards in the East, but he's considered a late first round, early second round pick. Something the Warriors could pick up in the second round pick or something like that.
What's his name? I don't know him.
I'm trying to remember. He begins with a G. He's been around for 4 years. I'm just so terrible with names.
Okay, never mind. That's all right.
But you know what I'm saying. But he's been around forever. I mean, I've been watching. I should know him. He's considered one of the top point guards in the East.
All right. Well, it'd probably ring a bell if I heard it. Yeah, but I don't. Off the top of my head, I can't picture.
But my son watched him play. He thinks he'll be a good backup. I mean, he's not going to be. I doubt if he's going to be a Stephen Curry, but you never know. I mean, sometimes these guys develop late. But my gut feeling is he'd be really a great guy to have off the bench. Probably could run the second team. He's really good like that at Villanova. That's why I was thinking he'd be perfect for the Warriors. He'd be you wouldn't have to pay him superstar money, so you don't have to worry about him ever becoming that. But he'd be always good coming off the bench, and he'd be like perfect. I mean, I just think for the Warriors for next year, if he decides to come out because. He'd be a lot better than what they have right now. I mean, this guy runs the show for Villanova, and now they're gone without him. And that would be like pretty close to a one seed Villanova in the East was until he got hurt. So that's how it matters. So he is a big deal player, very good player. He's just, you know, one disadvantage is he's white, so you probably start thinking he's slower, which a lot of them are for point guards. But he's still not a bad player. I mean, he's really – I just think he'd be perfect with him and Steph, you know, and Clay. But those two guys are superstars. This guy, I think, would be like – what's his name? The backup guy that they got right now playing center and power forward from Villanova. It'd be like that. He'd be a good player, run the second team. Pasquale. He's a type of – he'd be like a Pasquale. I think he'd be a good – player on the second team because you can't have all superstars, but you have to have a good second round team. And I think Pasquale is great for a second team. That guy would be great because you have somebody to actually pivot the ball, and you got a few other guys you could throw out there. That's what they need because you can't put Clay and Curry the whole game. So I'm just thinking.
Did you see Wiseman last night?
Yeah, I saw. He was very upset. he played pretty good in the fourth, but then again. They were all the
14 points and 7 rebounds in 11 minutes, and I know it was garbage time, but, I mean, it was good to see, don't you think?
Oh, I think I've been telling you this quite some time. Tall guys, the develop slower than short guys. That's why that ball guy is doing much better right now. But Wiseman, I think, is going to be the superstar. I think in 3 years from now, we're going to be looking back at this draft and say, the Warriors got the steal of the century. I look at him, Wiseman, he's so agile. I mean, remember how many, remember, Ford, I think his name was Todd Ford. Remember, he was like the worst big guy I've ever seen.
You don't have to remind me about that. But I don't know, can you call the second overall pick a steal?
Yeah, because
okay.
I think
at least
Minnesota
with one
crazy
team.
Because Minnesota was crazy. Minnesota took, like, the third best player, and they had the number one pick. They're just stupid. I mean, they should have either taken Ball or Wiseman. I mean, Wiseman, to me, if you really had the patience in the Warriors, I'm pretty sure do. You just look at him. He's so agile. He's so good with the three. He blocks shots like crazy. He's only going to fill out. So you figure that guy, in about 3 years, he's going to be probably about 40, 50 pounds heavier, and he's going to be fast as hell, and he's just going to be, like, controlling the whole middle. I mean, he's just going to be unbelievable. That's what's going to keep Curry around a little longer, because they're not going to be able to double-team him, because they'll just eat it up, you know, in the center. And that's why I don't want that guy from Villanova, the point guard, because he'll be giving Curry a little rest, too, so because he's not bad. He's really a good player. I just don't – I mean, I could be wrong. He may turn into a Hall of Famer. You never know, but – my gut feeling tells me he's going to be a really, really good, like Pasquale, a really good
all
player.
Right. All right. Anyway, well, Vince, I got to run to a break, man. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. Open lines, y'all.
The big stuff. Who do you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never going to get my love.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that's some messed up stuff, man. I'm telling you right now. So, anywho, the lines are available on a Friday, TGIF. Is that your favorite restaurant? I hope not. Please never let me see the kitchen at an Applebee's or an Outback. But anyway, I was talking about how there are certain sports, I guess just for me, but I kind of think a lot of other people too, where like in the NFL, you could name 25 teams head coach like that. And then maybe, I don't know, about 5, 6, 7, where you'd be like, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, that's the guy. NBA and NHL, you'd be like, what? But for baseball, there's only 30 teams. But there are some guys that I'd be like, oh, yeah. And I bring that up because I saw the odds. Thank you, Jimmy Shapiro. A couple days ago, the Vegas odds on first manager to be fired. You can bet on this stuff, which seems cold-blooded. Let me just tell you, interestingly enough, the longest odds, or in other words, the two men that they feel are most entrenched in their employment are Don Mattingly and Jace Tingler. 50-1 are the highest odds, with the Marlins and the Padres, two traditional also-rans. Think about that. They are the most entrenched. Now, a lot of this has to do with signing extensions and money and buyouts and things like that. Also, you think about pressure to win, and you think about how good the team is. But the number one guy on the list, I was like, who is Brandon Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Brandon Hyde of the Orioles is 7-1. I'd be like, oh, yeah, Brandon Hyde. And then Bud Black with the Rockies, he is tied for second best odds for getting fired at 8-1 with Chris Woodward of the Rangers. Remember, everyone's like, oh, Chris Woodward, what a great job he did. Not so much. Scott Servais with the Mariners. The Mariners, those managers just, and I know I'm throwing Bob Melvin into the mix and Lou Piniella, but since Lou Piniella, they just seem like the same guy over and over. How about the manager of the Pirates? Do you know the name of the manager of the Pirates? Derek Shelton? Yeah. But they also have Joe Madden as one of the top candidates to get fired at 9-1. Joe Madden with the Angels. That's interesting. I would have thought he was middle of the pack, maybe. But remember, Vegas, they always know more. There's something that they know. Then it goes Torrey Lovullo with the D-backs, Craig Counsell with the Brewers, Dusty Baker with the Astros, Mike Matheny with the Royals, Tony La Russa with the White Sox, Aaron Boone, who's back from heart surgery with the Yankees, Davey Martinez with the Nationals, David Bell with the Reds. He seems like he gets himself thrown out a lot of games. Then Kapler with the Giants. I'm saying these names out loud to remind myself as baseball season is close. Luis Rojas with the New York Mets, Tito Francona, David Ross. I'm David Ross for CBS News, with the Cubs. Bob Melvin is 25-1. It's not going to happen. Don't even waste a dollar on that bet.
Rick, you jinxed him. He got fired.
Girardi is with the Phils. A.J. Hinch is with the Tigers. That's right. Dave Roberts, 33-1. Kevin Cash, what if he just would have left that pitcher in the game? Mike Schilt just signed an extension with the Cards, but he's 33-1. Rocco Baldelli, the manager of the year with the Twins. Alex Cora's back at Fenway. Brian Snitker just signed a huge extension in Atlanta. He's 40-1. And then Charlie Montoyo with the Blue Jays. But then if you converse that, the AL Manager of the Year and the NL Manager of the Year, the favorite is Charlie Montoyo. Charlie Montoyo with the Blue Jays is 7-1. Second is Aaron Boone. I know that people love the Yankees. I know that. But also, when you have a team like the Yankees with the highest payroll and all that, it's not always easy to win Manager of the Year. They like giving it to the Baldellis of the world. Let me just give you the long shots. Four guys at 16-1, which is the longest odds for AL Manager of the Year. Brandon Hyde, Chris Woodward, Mike Matheny, and Scott Service. NL Manager of the Year, Brian Snitker is the favorite. The three that are closest, Dave Roberts, Don Mattingly, and Chase Tingler. And then the two guys they say have the longest odds, Bud Black and Derek Shelton. So just some names to get you going there. And I think, you can either go two schools of thought, that Moners will have a little bit longer leash after the COVID-19 season, which was 2020, or you could have them saying the lease will be shorter, that they'll want to win now. We do know that a lot of players opted out last year, and some have decided that they're going to stay opted out. Nick Markakis, by the way, announced his retirement from Major League Baseball. And, of course, he had a pretty good career. If you think about the fact that he's played until he was 37 years old. But this was a guy who was a doubles hitter, an everyday right fielder with a great arm, and over 2,000 hits, 189 home runs. How about a lifetime 288 batting average to go with three gold gloves? One silver slugger, one all-star game. Remember, he made that a couple years ago at the age of 34. So if you love WAR, he's a 34. Which the average Hall of Fame right fielder is a 72. But this is a guy who played every game in seven seasons. And if you think about since the last round of expansion in 98, the only two players that played more games were Miguel Tejada and Ichiro. So this guy was an Iron Man. And as I said, if you look at, I mean, three gold gloves, that's the prettiest trophy in sports, it is. But playing until you're 37, I guess 36 technically, because that was last year, playing until you're 36 with a 288 average is not too shabby. But anyway, someone who's back, apparently, because remember, David Price said he left last year and he left a lot of money on the table, and they won the World Series without him. He says he's back now, and he says he'll pitch out of the bullpen. He said, I'll do whatever you guys need me to do, whatever makes the Dodgers better. I'm all for it. Wow. Well, look, they got Bauer and Buehler and Kershaw, but he's got to be able to beat out Gonsolin or May. By the way, Gonsolin's St. Mary's College. All right, let's do this. Let's go to the island of Manhattan, and let's talk to Charlie. What's going on, Charlie? Do we have Charlie? Well, we have somebody dialing us. All right, we'll try Charlie back in a second. Getting back to David Price, not many teams could afford to put a starter of that guy's caliber in the bullpen, like I said. And David Price is saying all the right stuff. I'll do whatever you guys need me to do. Are you kidding? It's like, who's going to be the long man in the bullpen? Julio Urias? Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin, or David Price, who's making over $20 million. I don't think so. Charlie dropped. Okay, Charlie, give me another call if you get a chance. The other thing to remember, too, is that in spring training, people will say, oh, my gosh, this guy's so good. He's going to make the team. that is very important for Rule 5 guys. Like, there's a guy named Kai Tom who just started playing for the A's. I don't see how that guy doesn't get offered back to his original team. But, like, Buddy Reed with the A's is making a great showing right now. Is there a chance he makes the team? No. There's no chance. So, anyway, let's try Charlie again in New York. Charlie, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
What's going on, my man?
I just wanted to follow up on, I think his name is Vince. He called about the Warriors. And listen, bottom line, I know you're talking baseball, but I got to talk the Warriors. But the bottom line with this team is, unless they get another superstar, in my opinion, because I'm stating the obvious, it's a superstar-driven league. And going into next year and beyond, if they want to be a legitimate title contender, and this is also assuming Clay comes back at least 80%, which, you know, being here in New York and watching Kevin Durant, as I throw up, watch him play well every night when he's not sick or suspended, you know, when he's not quarantined, I think he can come back. But I don't know how they go ahead forward with the pieces they have. I don't know what Weissman would turn into. But that's just my opinion. I think they need I don't know who that superstar is. I know we've ad nauseum talked about Bradley Beal, or, you know, you want to twist Zach LaVine, you want to bring him up, you know, Antetokounmpo isn't going anywhere. But unless they can bring, and I think it's their responsibility to do that for Curry. But I don't know what's your take on all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm sure that they would probably point to, you know, the fact that in 2015 when they won their first championship, that they didn't need that extra superstar. But when you look at the Lakers, I mean, they just got destroyed by the Clips right now. It's not going to happen this year, but I mean, I'm kind of with you. They need that other X factor, and they're not getting it from Wiggins, obviously. So
no, Wiggins is.
So, I mean, maybe this offseason, I know they're going to get creative, and I know that even if they make the playoffs and get bounced in the first round, that they're not going to be happy with that. So I think they're going to be very aggressive for the amount of money they're paying these guys to win again during the Curry window.
Yes, I agree. And one final point. I don't know anything about Nico Mannion, but doesn't he remind you of a young Bobby Keelty, like an offspring. I look at him, I'm like, did Nico Mannion's mother and Bobby Keelty have an affair about 20 years ago? Because he looks with his hair all shot up like that. I'm like, the guy looks like
There was a story one time that when Bobby Keelty was on the DL that Billy Beane walked into the clubhouse and he said in front of everyone, he pointed at him and he says, "You're stealing money." Like, he accused him of not being hurt.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I never heard that
story. Yeah. And then, of course, he went on to hit a home run in the World Series for the Red Sox.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me. All right, well, on that happy note, you have a good weekend, Rick. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Charlie, out there in New York. Yeah, Bobby Keelty, he's got him from the Twins, I think. He had the shock of carrot top red hair that he would grow out. And he's a guy who, yeah, if you lead, like, even Joe Blanton, after he left the A's, hit a home run for the Phillies in the World Series, and Joe Blanton was a pitcher. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Violence.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep.
They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I'm sorry, it's the pleats.
It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now, taking them back to the pants store.
Tittle is a majestic stallion.
All right, thank you for that. And, of course, Selection Sunday coming up, and we have a lot of conference championship games that are going to be happening this weekend. Let me tell you who's punched their ticket already. Liberty has won the ASUN. Winthrop won the Big South. Drexel won the Colonial. Cleveland State won the Horizon. Loyola of Chicago from Missouri Valley. Mount St. Mary's, the Northeast. People always would ask, you go to Mount St. Mary's? No, I went to the real St. Mary's. Morehead State from the Ohio Valley. UNCG, that's in the Southern. And I believe that's University of North Carolina, Gainesville. Greenville, I mean. Oral Roberts won the Summit, and you can rinse. Appalachian State won the Sun Belt, and of course Gonzaga won the West Coast Conference Tournament. By the way, it's going to be weird with no Duke. Kentucky has been forced out now of the Big 12 tourney as well. We already talked about the fact that Virginia is out. It's going to be weird, but whoever's left standing will be a deserving champion, I guess so. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you Monday, 9 a.m. PAC time. Have a great weekend. Coming up next, there is more Sports Talk.
man. I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.